Morgan Stanley pioneers Bitcoin ETF recommendations among major Wall Street banks. Key points: Morgan Stanley, the largest U.S. wealth manager, will allow its 15,000 financial advisors to recommend Bitcoin ETFs to eligible clients starting August 7, 2024, marking a significant milestone for cryptocurrency adoption in traditional finance. Only select clients with a net worth above $1.5 million, aggressive risk tolerance, and interest in speculative investments will be eligible for these Bitcoin ETF recommendations, reflecting a cautious approach to the volatile asset class. In a groundbreaking move, Morgan Stanley is the first major Wall Street bank to allow its wealth advisors to actively pitch Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, ETFs, to eligible clients. Starting August 7, 2024, this decision marks a significant step in mainstream financial institutions' adoption of digital assets. Morgan Stanley's advisors, managing around $3.75 trillion in client assets, can recommend two spot Bitcoin ETFs: BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, IBIT, and Fidelity's Wise Origin Bitcoin Fund, FBTC. This comes just months after spot Bitcoin ETFs began trading in the U.S. in January 2024. Previously, Morgan Stanley restricted these products to select clients on an unsolicited basis. Now, by allowing active marketing of Bitcoin ETFs, the bank is opening the door to broader adoption among its vast client base. Morgan Stanley maintains strict eligibility criteria. Only clients with a net worth of at least $1.5 million, high risk tolerance, and interest in speculative investments qualify for Bitcoin ETF recommendations. These investments are limited to taxable brokerage accounts and are unavailable for retirement accounts. The bank will monitor clients' cryptocurrency holdings to ensure they don't accumulate excessive exposure. This cautious approach reflects the ongoing debate within the financial industry about the role of cryptocurrencies in investment portfolios. Since their introduction, spot Bitcoin ETFs have attracted significant interest, amassing more than $17.7 billion in net inflows. The iShares and Fidelity Bitcoin ETFs have emerged as market leaders, drawing in $20 billion and nearly $10 billion of investor money, respectively. Eric Balcunas, senior ETF analyst for Bloomberg, described Morgan Stanley's decision as a major deal, highlighting its potential impact given the bank's position as the largest among U.S. wirehouse brokers. This move could set a precedent for other major financial institutions, potentially leading to broader acceptance of cryptocurrency investments in traditional finance. While Morgan Stanley has embraced Bitcoin ETFs, it remains cautious about other cryptocurrency products. The bank has phased out private funds from Galaxy and FSNYDIG made available in 2021, and it has not committed to providing access to newly approved Ether ETFs. Morgan Stanley's decision could mark a turning point in how traditional financial advisors approach digital assets. It remains to be seen how other major banks like Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo will respond and whether they will embrace cryptocurrency ETFs for their clients. This move by Morgan Stanley underscores the growing acceptance of cryptocurrencies as a legitimate asset class despite ongoing volatility and regulatory challenges. As more institutional players enter the space, the landscape of cryptocurrency investments will likely continue evolving, bridging the gap between traditional finance and digital assets.